All righty, and once again, you are tuned into Watch for the Hook Business Entrepreneur Podcast on this Watch for the Hook Wednesdays. It is Michael with
Tatiana.
All right, Miss Parker, how you feeling today?
Watching the storm.
Yes, one of these little pop-up showers them popped up while we're trying to record, but
I'll take it. It cooled it down a little bit.
Yeah, we're gonna make it do what it do though. All right, so we're gonna jump into it today, folks. Today we're gonna talk about the inflation in the economy. And I know y'all simply like, what inflation? The inflation we've been dealing with for the last 2-3 years, that even 5 or 6 months ago, about 5 or 6 weeks ago, I feel like, yeah, eggs was $30 for 12 of them.
Yeah, it was. Because I stopped buying
them. Hey, yeah, we stopped buying them high.
Nobody
eggs.
Know, I'm telling you, cholesterol went all the way down in this household. Didn't nobody need a stat?
Hell no. Eggs so high, I had folks promising to try to get the eggs down. You see, that's the price of inflation. We sitting around here, and I'm going to go back to 2022, 2023. She started getting out of whack then.
But I think if you have to sit up here and, just like what you said when you were opening, if you have to sit up here and ask, like, what inflation, then that means it's been going on too long because now you're used to it.
Exactly.
It's a part of the routine.
Yeah. Remember years ago, gas got too high.
It did. It's too high now.
But guess what it's been? About $3 for the last 4, 5, 6 years.
Yeah, so when you go and fill up that SUV and you know you let your tank get all the way, you know, too close to E, fill up $60, $61 rounding up. Like, it doesn't sting anymore because that's what you expect.
Exactly. And so this is what happens with inflation. It sits around so long.
It's the norm.
Yeah, it never goes down. And then you're like, well, when did this happen? It's been happening. But see, I'm old enough to go back when gas was under $1 a gallon.
Okay, I'm not old, but I do remember that. Like, it was like right as I was just getting ready to start driving, or, you know, it was like really early. And my mom would fill up and it was 97 cents a gallon. Like, I remember that.
You know how many people wish they had 97 cents a gallon?
I remember. But I feel like my mom and them back then was like, whoo. Child.
That was high for them then.
Right. 97 cents. I would do for 97 cents.
Because what was it doing? It was going up.
It was going up then. So, and I don't even remember, like, if I would have, well, can't ask my grandma that. I keep forgetting. Can't ask her that. But had I thought to ask her that, you know, then, like, what was it when you were in your 20s? I don't know. She might have said 40 cents. I don't know. She wasn't driving in either.
Yep. Yeah, you got to understand, like you say, like my folks, your folks from the country, my grandpa, my mama's side never drove.
Yeah. I think my grandma finally started driving. She might have been in her 50s, her 40s, maybe her 40s.
Yeah. Like I say, things.
Darn show when she was 20.
Was it? No, not then. She was not.
She was 20. Like, you know, what I'm saying? They were driving. It wasn't legal.
Yeah.
It's illegal.
And now your 17-year-old got a car. You know, here getting it.
Yeah. She legal now.
She legal. She legal. But yeah, but even like the stuff that does inflation in this economy. You know, automotive services, like now, hell of damn oil change on a regular vehicle, over $100-something.
Yeah.
Like for you folks with them luxury vehicles where the oil change is over $200-something.
I ain't
gonna laugh at that. More power, y'all, fuck that shit.
I am just a little expensive.
That's crazy, man.
Rich for my blood.
$200-something for oil change. Like, if you got a Mercedes.
A Mercedes.
You know, maybe driving that Mercedes. You know, ain't no way in hell, man. I'd be mad.
Yeah.
Mad.
Yeah.
Like, even in today, and I ain't gonna lie, I made this comment. We were watching the NBA draft a couple of weeks ago. And I don't know who supplied them hats for the NBA draft.
Oh, yeah.
Man,
still going in on them hats.
They were terrible. They were some of the worst quality. And I know what company did it because I saw the logo on the side, but I wanted to tell them it was trash. And I wanted to tell them cats, bruh, if you putting a cap on, it's buckling like that.
Yeah. All the
smushed
little,
up on your head.
The bubbles and stuff.
Man, it's it like, was terrible.
Yeah.
And I'm guaranteeing you, they sell them hats for $40, $50. And I'm like, that's crash.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
In this inflated ass economy. And we talked about this. Stuff is going up. Quality and size going down.
And my paycheck ain't going up with it.
That part too. This economy, this inflation is just out of whack.
Everything going up, but you, quality in my paycheck.
You got a insane president that's gutting the middle class, basically, who's been carrying this goddamn country since they started with the whole monetary money system. Let's keep it a buck. A lot of people don't understand that this form of currency in America ain't that old.
Mm-mm.
The dollar bill, it jumped out in front of a lot of shit. It's like the number one currency accepted across the globe.
Right.
It ain't been around that long compared to other monetary systems that's from the eastern side of this globe.
Yeah, I immediately thought that's where you were going.
It's the baby of the bunch.
Right, right. It's considered new money.
Exactly, considered new money.
New money.
And it's crazy because now, and let's keep on breaking it down for people that don't understand inflation. Inflation is the rise in price of products and services. So go back to give you another round of inflation. Whatever cost a dollar at the beginning of 2025 now costs you $1.16. Inflation has gone up 16%.
Mm-hmm.
It may not look like much, but then that is 16% on every dollar.
And that's exactly what I was going to say. That's on every dollar.
Every dollar.
On every item.
On every item.
So you got five items with that cost five different dollars each, right?
Yep.
That's 25 different dollars, right?
Going
times now, 16%.
Yep. And that's just the average. Mm-hmm. There's other shit that's going up even more than that. Like eggs went up like 3,000%.
Yeah.
So it's just.
Yeah.
It's other things. And so when you're looking.
Hold on. I think it's a piece you left off.
Which part?
So with the $25 going up 16%, now you need more than $25.
Oh, yes.
To be able to get those items, right?
If you got a $25 budget.
Yeah.
And what you're used to getting at $25 on the dot.
Don't work no more.
It don't work no more. So you're going to either have to get more money or buy less.
Yes.
And that is what a lot of households are now having to do.
Shave the fat.
They are having to, like I just said, shave the fat. So now you got people who are over here who are used to living a certain type of way, who dollar went so far as they can expect it to go, now having to make decisions about how they spend their money.
Who can choose? Where not in a good way.
Yeah, where they spend their money. Like a lot of y'all folks out here, and it's the reports are already showing, people are out here credit, just putting their whole life on credit.
Oh, that's to try to maintain.
Try to maintain.
Yeah. So my perception, personal opinion, I might just have to consider that part of the fat that I've shaved.
Yeah. I mean.
It's just, to me, it's safer.
Yeah. People are making decisions where they're like, well, I'm going to go to this concert. Well, we're going to go out and do this.
Mm-mm.
So now they're
going to skip that concert.
Now they're putting everything on credit cards. Football games, basketball, entertainment, movies. Like, let's keep it a buck. So me and my wife and kids go to a movie.
Child.
Four tickets, popcorns, Cokes, whatever. Yeah,
not even like for everybody. Yeah. Like one, each person is getting like one item and then you get like, what? Now, we'll share one drink, but those two get their own, you know?
Yeah. It's over 100 something bucks.
Listen, let me tell you, it's like 150.
Yeah.
But hold on. It is very important that you understand that was the matinee price, okay?
That ain't even dinner.
Yeah, that's the matinee price, too. That's not that full price ticket. That's that Sunday before, what, 3?
Yeah.
Something like that.
My wife breaking down, that's 4 tickets, 3 drinks.
Discounted tickets.
4 discounted tickets, 3 drinks, 2 popcorns. And some candies and the Benjamin Franklin bingo.
Oh, yeah, I needed 2 of them.
Who the hell
wants the change left over is enough to put in my tank, but not to fill it up if I'm too close to E.
Exactly. So that's what we're talking about. The inflation in this economy, people are now, and listen, people aren't even really talking about the economy right now.
Nope.
Because
it's depressing.
She said that word.
Sorry.
Not dang. She said depressing. People are so scared right now who bring up the E word, which is economy, because everybody already knows it's a shit show right now. We're in the third quarter of 2025. They won't talk about the housing crisis, the homelessness crisis. I read yesterday, people passed a bill in Texas where if the kids have been deemed homeless, they can't come to school.
What?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If they deem homeless, that's probably the place they're going to get their two meals for the day.
Exactly. So you see what I'm saying? In this economy, they're even going after the kids. Like, no. Nobody is safe.
That's crazy.
And it's sickening. And for us business owners who trying to make a buck and stay in business.
When you weren't getting it out the mud, now you feel like you're trying to keep it from getting stuck in the mud.
Boy. Where are those programs for assistance? They gutted them. Mm-hmm. Any of those grants and things of that nature.
It's considered a fact.
They have gutted those programs.
It's considered a fact.
So now you got to go stick your hand in your pocket as a business owner.
Pull out some lint.
To try to figure out how to stay in business, how to keep your business afloat, how to deal with the upcoming or already implemented financial burdens of inflation.
Stressors.
Because think about it. People already been talking about, you know, the tariffs and all this and that. Just still getting stuck in ports and ain't getting here on time. People paying top dollar for shipping some. You paying extra fees, get some shipped to Ireland, and it's still getting there.
Listen, can I give you a personal story?
Oh, Miss Park.
I'm still waiting on some items now.
How much? How long you been waiting?
Probably 2.5 weeks.
Exactly.
Like literally 2.5 weeks.
So as a customer, that makes you upset.
It does. I start reaching out to customer service, and they like, oh, I'll give it 10 to 15 days. I'm like, good. Gosh, but what have I always said? It didn't take you 10 to 15, 20 plus days to deduct it out of my account.
Shit, seconds.
Immediately. Before you, if you on the phone, before you hang the phone up. If you're doing it online, before you slide that screen down.
It's already gone.
It's gone.
Yeah, and so that's what we're talking about. You know, right now, if you all are looking at how your dollar isn't stretching, be prepared for it to stretch less.
Yeah.
Be prepared to have to start making some sacrifices. If you're not already making them. Me and my father, we've been making sacrifices. We've been cutting down stuff. And
like, trying not to go to the store. Utilizing everything you possibly can in your kitchen, in your pantry, in your cabinet. You should be doing that anyway. Because at least, I know my mama raised us like that. Like,
oh, yeah.
You're going to utilize these items. And I think, honestly, it started to rub off on our girls. They don't, this time last year, they would have been like, well, can we go here to get something to eat for lunch? Can we go there? And so, like, now they're understanding this stuff is expensive. It doesn't stretch as long. It doesn't go as far. And there may be something else I want up the road. So I'm going to hold on to my asking budget.
Exactly.
And I'm going to wait until it's something I really want. So they're getting the hang of that. And I appreciate that.
They're learning how to prioritize. They gimmies. Can I have?
Not they budget. They ain't got no budget, but they, you know.
Well, they even, shoot, now they got a budget.
They don't have a, like, this is your budget. No, they have a budgeted amount of can I's.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, they ain't got no dollar budget, but they sure got a certain amount of hands out.
Yeah, you only got a certain number of times.
That's say, it. With your hand out.
Daddy, can I?
With your hand out. Yeah. Now, you've exceeded your limit, just like the ATM.
I'm going to say, can you leave?
can you live without? So, yeah, they've gotten way better with that, especially with the oldest, you know, driving and putting gas in a car. Even.
She's heading to a senior year, so she know her life is
life. Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, she take you to the gas station with her, but she be like, I'm trying to make sure I don't do so much driving around. Use over one tank a week. One fill. And that's cool. Like, I can get with that. But yeah, they ain't got no budget, but they sure got an allotted amount of can I's, please, and gimmies.
Yeah. And I think as business owners, we feel that way with business sometimes. How many can I's or do I have to's and what can I do?
Right. Oh, child.
That, what can
that's
I do?
That's my favorite question. What can I ask?
Yeah. Those McConnells get rather steep sometimes.
They sure do.
You know, we just want to, you know, just talk to the business owners out there. And just people life in general, man. If you're out here being a service provider and you feeling the pinch of this economy and the strain of this inflation and, you know, Hell, let us know how y'all dealing with it. You know, send us an email at admin@watchforthehook.com. You know, let us know how y'all dealing with it. Or just leave a comment on any of our socials.
Yeah.
We on TikTok, Facebook.
What's a change you made? A trick, you know, you anything like that. That's all.
Yeah, yeah. Spread the word. Let folks know, like, man, this how we trying to.
This how we getting by. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this absolutely. How we getting
by. Mark, I appreciate you sitting down with us today. You know, the people out there that still trying to get back, what you got for them?
Ooh, listen, I feel like I'm going to go to an old Negro spiritual here.
Sing it, girl.
Wait, I didn't say I was going to sing it.
Oh, what tenic.
But what I just would say is that it's one thing my mama used to always say to me that I know probably everybody else's mama has said to them. Trouble doesn't last always, right?
So don't.
And in the phrasing of a very prominent song, chains will be broken. That's one thing my mama says to me all the time. Still to this day, she always trying to do positive reinforcement. So while we're going through this stuff, look for those avenues, right?
For the positive.
What you say? It's the fog gonna clear, the smoke gonna clear.
Storm don't last all.
Yeah, like it's gonna get better, but you just kind of have to hang on.
Hey, catch y'all next time.